Hurricane watches were posted for New York and much of the Northeast on Friday morning, as Hurricane Irene jogged northward, putting the whole of the East Coast on alert. A storm surge of 2 to 3.5 meters is expected along the coast in North Carolina, where evacuations have been underway for days already. Forecasters said Friday morning that maximum winds at the center of the hurricane were 177 kilometers per hour, making it a Category 2 storm, down slightly from the 185 kilometers per hour winds that were reported a day earlier. But it could gain strength as it approaches the coast. Weather experts are exceedingly concerned about Irene because it will affect parts of the United States that are less accustomed to hurricanes. The storm is expected to make landfall in North Carolina on Saturday, then scrape up the coast toward New York on Sunday. Forecasters said Irene presented some unusual problems. For one thing, it is uncommonly large. Hurricane-force winds of at least 120 kilometers per hour extended 140 kilometers from its center on Friday. The storm was also moving due north slowly, about 22 kilometers per hour, compared with speeds of 50 to 60 kilometers per hour for similar storms. Both the hurricane size and slow pace could intensify flooding where the ground is already saturated in places from heavy rains this summer. Amtrak announced that it was canceling train service for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday south of Washington because of the storm. John Willard, who is 79 years old, spent Thursday dragging furniture to the inside of his home, which overlooks the Atlantic Ocean. "I have never left, but I think I'm going to leave this time. This one is dead on us."